A key to winning any close assembly race is connecting with voters, which is why Democrat Kim Hixon is out on the trail knocking on doors.
I'm Representative Kim Hixon. I'm running for re-election, just out saying hey to folks and trying to win some votes.
I understand.
Yeah. Do you have any issues that are a great concern to you right now?
Yeah, the costs.
Hixon says when he first hit the campaign trail this year, people talked up health care and gas prices. But he says the economy and jobs trumped everything after General Motors announced it was closing its Janesville plant. Hixon says he's knocked on doors where both the husband and wife have lost their jobs.
I remember asking one lady a few weeks ago in this situation, I said, well, what are you going to do? You know, and she says, well, we're going to pray. And I said, yeah, I think that's probably a good thing to do right now. But of course, as in government, we got to do more than just pray. We've got to try to work to make everything better.
Hixon says when it comes to the economy, what distinguishes him most from Towns is that he backed a bill that would have required state agencies to only contract with American companies. He also supports a plan that would give homeowners a tax credit that would be paid for by closing tax breaks for businesses. Across the district, Debbie Towns is knocking on doors in an Edgerton neighborhood for the second time this campaign season.
Hi, how are you?
Good.
I'm Debbie Towns.
Yeah.
I'm just canvassing the neighborhoods one more time, reminding people to get out and vote November 4th.
Well, I know you got one vote for sure.
Do I?
Towns grew up in Edgerton. She says while there are plenty of Democrats here, residents share her conservative values.
As I said, I kind of hate putting labels on because what's Republican to you might not be Republican to me. I think these are people who are conservative morally and fiscally, and they live responsible lives. They expect the state to be responsible with their money. And that's, I do too.
Towns also thinks the biggest issue in this race is the economy. But she says the way legislators can create jobs is by making the state attractive to employers and not over-regulating or overtaxing them. Towns represented this district for two terms. She narrowly lost to Hixon in 2006, and chances are good it could be close again. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.
I'm Patty Murray in Green Bay, where a race is underway that could influence the balance of power in the state assembly. The 88th district encompasses much of the city's east side. The incumbent is Democrat Jim Seletsky, who's running for a second term. Seletsky won 2 years ago by only 68 votes, so Republicans may have a good chance at taking the seat. After a recent debate, Seletsky called a series of mailings in the district lies, and he challenged his opponent, Republican Tony Tyson, to renounce them.
You're going to go along with them?
I don't know what their, I would have to check into their sources.
Independent groups are blanketing the district with postcards accusing Seletsky of voting for free health care for illegal immigrants. Democratic Party attorneys have also called on local TV stations to stop airing ads along the same theme. A UW Green Bay political scientist, Michael Kraft, says the district is being targeted because of Seletsky's slim margin of victory in 2006.
That bill never reached the assembly, and therefore the advertisements are completely without factual foundation. So I think that's why he's angry. This is not even a local group. It's not as though he's being accused by his opponent of this, but these are independent groups spending lots of money.
The Republican who hopes to preserve or increase his party's presence in the assembly is longtime Green Bay City Councilman Tony Tyson. His record is conservative, even though the council is technically nonpartisan. Tyson wants to start a rainy day fund, and he thinks Wisconsin should fully fund education.
Education drives the economy, and a good economy is going to create the taxes that are going to improve education. It's a cycle, and I believe with the deficits we've run, we've broken that cycle.
I'm stunned.
Seletsky says Tyson's views don't fit in with the Republicans' record in Madison.
I've even heard one of the members of your party say, why does the University of Wisconsin have to be the top one or two in the country? Couldn't 10 or 12 be okay?
It promises to be another close race this year for the 88th Assembly District. Political scientists say the Democrats have the advantage this year, in part because of the economy. Patty Murray, Wisconsin Public Radio.
This is Mary Jo Wagner in Eau Claire. The 93rd Assembly District includes parts of Eau Claire, Dunn, Pepin, and Pierce counties. 2 years ago, a Democrat ousted longtime Republican Rob Krybek, who was first elected in 1992. The Democrat was Jeff Smith, who owns and operates Bob Smith Window Cleaning Business. Now Republicans want this seat back and convinced retired auto executive Darcy Fields to run.
Coming out of retirement was a tough decision for me, but I think it serves a better good if you believe in the politics I believe in. So I see it as a civic duty.
Fields' politics comes from his career at Ford Motors. He later started buying failing car dealerships and turning them into profitable businesses.
I've created hundreds of high-paying jobs, and I don't just mean living wage jobs. I mean people that made really good jobs with really good benefits. And so I think I understand government from the perspective of a businessman and from the perspective of the employees that worked for me, all who were my friends.
Representative Smith says it's time Democrats controlled the assembly so big issues like providing health care for all are resolved. Citing his business experience, Smith points to one of his legislative proposals that offered small businesses the option to buy health insurance through the state pool.
Previously, when a Republican supported it in previous sessions, they were all for it. And then when a Democrat sponsored the bill, which was me, it was not even heard in committee.
Smith insists he never supported the Healthy Wisconsin plan, but that hasn't stopped Darcy Fields from paying for ads and flyers with pictures of Latinos that accuse Smith of supporting a plan to cover illegal aliens.
Yeah, Jeff supports Healthy Wisconsin.
We've already filed a complaint with over the TV ads with the TV stations and through the Government Accountability Board that these were lies. It's been proven they're lies.
Meanwhile, with his background in cars, Darcy Fields supports getting rid of the minimum markup rule on gas, since he claims there aren't any local gas stations left to protect. Jeff Smith, on the other hand, says that's wrong. There are still many locally owned stations. Mary Jo Wagner, Wisconsin Public Radio, in Eau Claire.